Now, I want to. Now, we'll talk to Brad Johnson about this a little bit later on, and we'll clearly talk to Adam Ramanauskas about this tomorrow.
Yes.
But the Ben Brown scenario and North Melbourne's decision to come out with a press release and say we are no longer in love and it's time to see other people.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on that?
I must admit, I don't see the point in advertising to the football world that you don't like this player anymore. For two reasons. One, that player has been very vocal in his love for your football club. So there's that element of it. And that's sort of, for a lot of people, that would be by the by. But the second one is, surely you lose all leverage. All leverage at all, but for anyone. If you're trying to get something in return for Ben Brown. Because he can just... Now you would think, if someone wants Ben Brown, they could just walk him through to the pre-season. And he could walk away from the North Melbourne Football Club for free. Because they have told everyone, well, we don't want him. He's not necessary, not required. We don't want him. So I was really surprised that it was that black and white from... Pardon the pun, even though it's royal blue and white from the Kangaroos yesterday. I didn't understand why they would do that.
No, I don't either. And I can understand why they have fallen out of love with Ben Brown from the point of view of that clearly the game style that they want to go with next year doesn't suit the Ben Brown type of player.
Yeah.
Now, under those circumstances, you go, well, and I'll go through the stats when we get Jono up after seven. You go, well, you know what? Look, Ben, you're a particular type of player. We think that it's probably in your best interest that you perhaps go and play footy somewhere else. We'd still like to keep you, and here's a deal to keep you. But if you sort of see what we see, it might be a situation where we could get someone else, or we could get a draft pick, and you could go somewhere. We'll try and make that happen. But to come out straight away and just say the bloke that's kicked 196 goals over the last 4 years is now just, we don't want him, and he's sort of anyone's. That's just completely devaluing what he's worth. And so all of a sudden, a buyer's market becomes a selling market almost, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you could forget, I reckon you just write off 2020 for Ben. He's clearly had some knee injuries and concerns, and the way they've played has been a disaster. So he played 9 games for this year for 8 goals. The previous 3 years, 64, 61, 63. That's 188 goals in 3 seasons. Yep. That's more than anyone in that period of time.
Yeah, I've got some good stats. We'll just keep them
our sleeve. Powder dry.
Because I'm interested in what Brad Johnson says. But I think as a general situation... The tactic from North Melbourne, there's two parts to it. One is that they don't want a bloke, as you said, who's kicked 196 goals over the last 4 years. That's a bit odd in itself. But again, if they're changing their game style, okay, fair enough. But to come out, and it's almost like they wanted to make sure that it's on its terms, that we don't want him anymore. It's almost like putting him out on the front nature strip with a television that doesn't work anymore and a banana lounge and a couple of other things, and sort of like, well, if you want to take it, or the council will pick it up and take it away.
Yeah, I don't think the council will be required for Ben. I think someone will come and pick him up. David King on AFL 360 had some feedback for your mate yesterday about the Ben Brown contract. Rama copped a bit of a drive-by. Let's have a listen to Kingy.
I'm not sure whether Ben's got this totally wrong or his management group have got this wrong, but I don't know, and I'm happy for you to answer this question, how you can have a contract that has 3 years on it, somewhere between $2.3 and $2.4 million attached to it for that period, and get to the end of the year and have nothing in front of you, and now looking for another club. So something's gone wrong here. Either he's had a really bad read at what the Kangaroos put in front of him, or he got simply out of alignment with what the rest of the AFL community are earning. But to be in this situation, I think, is a disaster on all fronts, for Ben personally and for the group that's managing him.
Your mate copying a little bit of feedback there. It's a fair point. It's a fair point from Kingy last night in regards to like a three-year deal at 700 or whatever it was, plus for Ben. They pushed for the fourth year. Didn't get it from the Kangaroos, and all of a sudden, 6 months later, or 9 months later, there's nothing. That's a very unusual situation. Most unusual situation.
It is. Now, yeah, look, from what I understand the situation, it was a scenario where it wasn't a money issue with Ben Brown and North Melbourne when they were sort of trying to negotiate a new contract. It was the length of term.
Yeah.
So it wasn't so much a money scenario. And the conversations went south after the break. So game one this year, there was the 2-3 month break, whatever it was, and then North Melbourne, you know, clearly through that time came up with a way that they wanted to play, which didn't suit the tall leading forward. So that's where it all changed. And then North Melbourne are going, well, if that's the case, we don't really want to be paying a player and giving them a length of term that's not going to suit the way we want to play moving forward. So I think it was more North Melbourne's decision to say, well, no, we're changing our plan.
But even that, I reckon, is odd. Like, you've put that deal on the table at the start of the year. Now, you've done a whole summer of training about with your squad about what you want and who you need, and that offer's still on the table. Then, after a break, because of the virus, it's no longer there. Like, even that in itself from a North Melbourne perspective, and what the hell were they doing at the start of the year?
Well, that's exactly right. And what I don't understand is that when Reece Shaw took over last year, he coached them for the second half of last year, North Melbourne were playing some good footy. They were playing some attractive footy. It was hard, uncompromising footy, but it was fast footy. And to be honest, a lot of the time it was winning footy. They won as many games as they lost. But during that time, with Reece Shaw as coach, Ben Brown kicked a 10. He kicked a 6. He kicked a 5. He kicked a lot of goals. He kicked a 4. He kicked a lot of goals under Reece Shaw as coach, playing a certain way. But North Melbourne, for whatever reason, have decided that they're going to play a territory game moving forward through 2020 post that break. And then again in 2021, 2022. And they go, well, if we're going to play that game, we don't need Ben Brown.
It's a most unusual situation. Someone's going to pick up a bargain for Ben Brown.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Well, I don't think it will be a bargain. I don't think it will be a bargain.
Well, but the problem with... It's not only North Melbourne who's lost leverage. Ben Brown's lost a fair bit of leverage too.
Well, not necessarily. I don't necessarily think that's the case, because all you need is two clubs that go, hang on a sec, look at these stats. We need Ben Brown. And then all of a sudden, if you've got three or four clubs, he'll get the term of deal and the money that he's comfortable with. I think it's more about what North Melbourne has to give up, potentially. They might not have to give up anything. He could be walked through to the pre-season.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, Essendon or Hawthorn, who are down in the bottom five or six, who need a tall forward, potentially, particularly if Jay Danaher goes, they go, well, geez, we can just walk him through. Then North Melbourne won't get anything, because he's not a free agent.
I'm still not convinced he'll get what he thought he might have been getting at the start of the year on the back of it. I think he's lost a lot of leverage.
Oh, no, I don't think he's going to get that sort of 800 number necessarily, but I'd be surprised if he doesn't get 3 or 4 year deal on 700 minimum.
We'll see.
Those goals don't lie, Daniel. Those goals don't lie.
No, I know that, Adam. I know that. I'm surprised as you. Don't worry. I'm perplexed. I'm almost flabbergasted, as Robbo might say, on 360.